Hi folks, my name is Linda Emmett and welcome to Happiness is an Inside Job. We are the creators of our own reality, we create our own lives. Our mind is our biggest limit and it's our own beliefs, behaviours and habits constantly caught in those cycles that keep us trapped where we are and stand in the way of our own happiness. So throughout this podcast, we're going to take a deep dive into some of those beliefs, habits and patterns, where they show up in your lives and what you can do to change them. Hi folks, are you ready to get those earlobes looped up for this week's podcast? This week, I'm really excited about sharing this one with you guys. This week, I want to talk about sound healing and how amazingly powerful it is as a healing tool for so many things within ourselves, mental, emotional and physical. So for me, I've been on and off dipping in and out of sound healing for probably about 5 years, and then I've attended different sound baths, tried different modalities, techniques and different things like that, and then I went on to actually train as a practitioner within it. And I think we all grow and expand within our lives, within our business and our learning itself. And I did another, I suppose, course on it, which was absolutely phenomenal and taught me so much and gave me such a deep understanding of how phenomenally amazing it is. Like I would use it, feel some of the benefits and go, wow, that's it really does. You can feel it at that vibrational level, that creating those shifts. But I didn't have, I suppose, a deep understanding on how it works. And that is some of, I suppose, what I want to share with you guys today, because I truly believe, like, and I know certainly for me, understanding is power. We have a bit of an unwillingness, a discomfort sometimes to try new things or to step into these spaces. And that's because we don't fully understand. And we might say, oh, it's a bit airy-fairy, or I'd be a bit scarlet doing that, or whatever it is. And we do have that unwillingness, and it comes from, you know, fear. So if we can understand, I suppose, the science behind it, how it works on us, how it works within us, the impacts it'll have, what it does, I do think we've much more of a willingness to step into this place. And it also hugely shifts our belief and our perspective on what it is. So therefore, we actually open ourselves up to feeling the full extent of what these different modalities can do, like your sound healing. We allow ourselves to open up and expand and allow that super deep, amazing healing in. So without any more ado, I am going to move on now, folks, and dive in and force fill you in on what sound itself is. And sound itself is a form of mechanical energy traveling in waves through different mediums like water, air and many others, and other different reverberating solids. And sound can be captured and literally converted, like most energies, into another form of energy, like electricity. We've seen that sound, you know, it also travels through the air at different frequencies, and these different frequencies, they correspond with different notes and different pitches. And sound healing is the healing that occurs when our body intercepts with the pressure wave of the sound itself. Like, I just think that's, you know, it's absolutely amazing. Like, sound healing, put simply, is like, it's the application of sound waves at different frequencies applied either to or around our body, and these, you know, release, calm or attune us at all different levels, down to the vibrational level in our very cells, to bring healing and bring harmony back into the resonance of our body. And different parts of our body resonate at different frequencies, so different sound healing tools are used at different frequencies to resonate with those different parts of our bodies. I mean, like, we all hear and know, folks, that, like, stress is a leading cause of disease or dis-ease within our bodies. Stress manifests into physical ailments. When you think of it, like even when we're stressed, you know, our jaws locked, our shoulders are braced and up, our body's tense, our body's tight, we're bracing in our stomach, we're breathing differently, our heart rate is faster, our blood pressure is up. And this is every time we're stressed. So if we're regularly stressed, at a cellular level, our body is breaking down faster. And disease is setting in because the body and the nervous system are not designed to maintain a stressed level regularly. Like the threat response, we are hardwired to use when we're under threat. Back in caveman time, when a saber tooth was chasing us, or, you know, we're at the edge of a cliff or different things like that. This is what our stress response was designed for. But now we're living far more in a culture where, you know, productivity is king. It's doing, doing, doing. Our nervous system is overstimulated constantly between phones, sound, noise, cars, beepy watches, all of these things. Our nervous system is constantly overstimulated. And the likes of these modalities, like sound healing, are absolutely powerful at resetting us at a baseline level. Sound waves themselves can be applied through like a multitude of different instruments. I love the crystal quartz singing bowls, the Tibetan singing bowls, the tuning forks. I could go on, folks, because, you know, I love them all. They're really powerful. And I've been, I suppose, building them up over a number of years. And they're designed to resonate. The sound of them have high and low frequencies, high and low sound waves to intercept our very energy fields, our chakras and our organs. And as I say, down to a cellular level, they're powerful for creating change. And the body has the capacity to match the tone of the frequency within that instrument and attune itself back to its original state of wellness. Like our body, we hear it and I say it a lot, is a powerful, powerful healing mechanism by itself. A lot of the pharma medications that we will take to heal, our body naturally produces a huge amount of these itself. It's phenomenal. I know I'm getting so excited, but I just love sharing this. You can hear me passion. But it's phenomenal. So our body can actually attune itself to these different sound waves and bring itself back to the its natural state of wellness. Sound healing itself it's a modality that's been around thousands and thousands of years. It's not something at all new, as are some of the most powerful healing modalities globally. They're not new to us, folks. They're around thousands of years. I mean, like, these have been used in China with medicine practitioners for thousands of years, and they learned that sound vibration played a major role in its body's ability to heal itself. And we're just now moving away from the Western culture of pill popping and moving more into looking after not only our physical health, but our emotional and mental health. And sound healing, be it passive sound healing or active sound healing, are amazing tools to literally heal our body at a physical, emotional, mental and spiritual level. Who wouldn't want that, folks? Some of the things that sound healing works on and is used in globally across the globe is within stroke recovery. It improves the speed of recovery for motor functions and speech, and it's used across the globe. Cancer treatment. Scientists have recently discovered that the high frequency sound waves can be used to attack and in some cases destroy the cancer cells within the body. That's, for me, that's absolutely phenomenal biofield healing, where it can connect at, you know, the sound waves that are played outside our body, because that's what biofield healing is. It's when sounds are played around our biofield. And these create an oscillation within the brain, allowing the body and the brain to literally entrain, line up with those frequencies, addressing like headaches, PMS, chronic pain. And again, they're used across the globe. Stress, as I spoke about earlier, bringing the body back into a state of wellness, learning to calm the mind, calm the body, learning what that state feels like. We're so busy all the time. You know, I hear regularly with clients, you know, oh, well, I can't meditate. I don't meditate. And it's sad to hear that, like, the nervous system never gets a break from overworking. The mind never gets that break that, you know, and this is where in part stress comes from, because we know nothing else. Whereas these tools can be used, they're also used for dementia. They found that one, it reduces stress, but it also improves clarity of thought and enhances memory. So these are just some, and I could go on and on, folks, but I don't want to waffle about the absolute power of them. And I do want to share now, I suppose, a smidge of the science side of it and how it works. Because as I said, I think understanding is power. And we can think some of these things are airy fairy, but like the facts of it is, you know, absolutely everything is energy. Everything is moving in energy. Energy is within frequency, it's within movement, sound, light, and everything is electromagnetic energy vibrating at different frequencies. And sound healing uses the power of the vibration and the frequency for healing. And I mean, like, going back to Einstein, one of his most famous quotes is, everything is energy and that is all that there is. Match the frequency of the reality you want and you cannot help but get that reality. And that's when it comes to, you know, if you level up to the reality and match the energy of, that's how they talk about, which would probably be my next podcast, manifesting. But even at that level, sound healing is absolutely powerful, because we are all energy. Emotion is energy emotion. Some of our biggest problems, ailments and issues become problems because emotion, that energy gets stuck in our system. It's stored as chronic stress or it's stored as trauma. And then we have physical, mental, emotional and ailments and issues because of this. And sound healing is phenomenal at shifting that out of your system. And then just literally releasing that, as I say, at a cellular, a mental, emotional, and even on the spiritual level, on the spiritual plane, to move you into that space of higher self. And just in sticking with a smidge more of the science of it, guys, you know, I don't know whether you've heard of him, but I absolutely love him. Not personally, but his books, his work. Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's a biologist and he's, you know, he's absolutely powerful in his field. He's a thought leader. You Google him, you probably know him. But I mean, like, within his book, he explains that, you know, receptor antennas within our cells, folks, read vibrational energy fields like light, sound, and radio frequencies. And these antennas literally vibrate like tuning forks within us. And if we can have something from the outside externally vibrating at a particular frequency, that at a cellular level, our antennas in our cells can hear the vibrations and match up to, we can bring our very cells back into a state of wellness. And therefore the cell, because our cells are always multiplying, therefore the cells that multiply out of that well cell will multiply as well cells rather than the inflamed sick cells, I suppose they were, or at the lower frequency. So at that level, like, and this is just science, folks, and this is the power it has. So he's basically saying that our cellular receptors can resonate and attune to external energy vibrations, changing its charge and its shape. If a cell changes its charge, it changes its type of cell. Like it's really, really powerful stuff. Our supremely intelligent body knows what the frequencies are supposed to be within it, including that's the frequencies of our organs, our bones, our biological prep processes that happen all day, every day, digestion, our heartbeat, blood flow, breathing, all of that. It knows the frequencies that these are supposed to be at. It knows our chakras, our meridians, our aura fields. And when the body is given the chance to attune back to its original frequencies, the brain will connect and help the body restore to its original frequency, back to its original state of wellness, state of unblockedness. So this, like, it literally creates a higher state of vibration through the body, which in turn creates a higher state of wellness that we're in at all levels. Sound, like, it literally, it has the power to regulate our nervous system and calm our minds, amongst so many other things, amongst the ability to reduce pain, lower stress, anxiety, and heal our physical body at an actual cellular level. Sometimes, you know, and I've struggled with this, it's hard to see ourselves as energy beings or beings that literally emit electromagnetic energy. And you know, that's what we are. But when you think of it, you know, when we go in for like an ECG or an EKG on our heart, these bioelectric signals are what doctors actually use to measure things like the way our heart is. They actually utilize our electrochemical signals. Do you know what I mean? So that in itself shows us that we are like energy beings. We are electrochemical beings. And if we can work at our body at this frequency, like when you think of it, like slightly dark, but if that your heart stopped tomorrow, today, in an hour, what's used to restart your heart? An electrical charge is actually used to restart your heart, because that will restart the electric charge in your heart and start your heart pumping. So when you think of it that way, you start to open up to the likes of, oh my God, yeah, now I can make the connection about how sound healing can work at such a phenomenal level. In sound healing and energy healing, it's working with the electrical energy within our bodies and helping our body to activate a higher frequency of vibration. It's already vibrating constantly, but sound healing and energy healing helps the body activate a higher natural state of vibration to start to healing itself naturally, because it has the power and the capacity to do that at all levels. And this very last thing that I just want to share, which is because this particular note I only found out about a week ago and fascinated me, is I don't know whether you have heard about binary beats. They're used within meditation to sync the brain, the right and left hemisphere. And I've been using them and listening to them for a long time now within meditations. I find them very powerful and very effective. But I found out only last week how they actually work. And if you picture one ear getting a pulse of say 25 and the other ear getting a pulse of say 75, and what happens is the left and right hemisphere are hearing this pulse, and to synchronize itself, it actually bridges, it creates a pulse of 50 to bridge the gap between the two. Like that, I just thought that was phenomenal, the power and potential we have. And as I say, some of the ways of utilizing that are through using tools like sound healing. I find that absolutely phenomenal. And as you know, folks, you're more than welcome at any time to come to any of my workshops or classes and feel the benefits for yourselves. And if not, try it on YouTube, or just give it a go. Just feel the benefits and feel the difference, because as I always say, happiness is an inside job. So that's it for me for this week, guys. I hope you've really enjoyed it and got some fabulous takeaways. And as always, I invite you to connect in with me across social media, or check me out on my website, www.yourgifttoyou.com, or email me, linda@yourgifttoyou.com, guys, because I'd love to hear from you and any topics you'd like for us to talk about, or any more learnings that you want. And please remember, give me those reviews, because it keeps the podcast getting out there to more people. So chat to you very soon, guys. Bye-bye.